Hi, this is Chelsea Vale. You have found the Whole Heart Podcast, a podcast for conscious parents who want to do things differently. Parenting the Whole Heart Way is about love, connection, play, and raising our children naturally. It can get, at times, a little bit crunchy. Let's jump in. This episode is going to be fairly short and to the point. It's just one of those topics that I feel like I might as well just address the question and the concerns and get the information out there, because it's a topic that I see presented on social media, posed to various mom groups and you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I also get this question from a lot of friends and family, whether they have a newborn and they're talking about introducing solids, or they have a toddler or even a kid, and they're wondering, like, what's the right answer? And, you know, some people just tend to take things at face value, right? Like if somebody says to you, like, you know, after a year of breastfeeding, you're supposed to switch your kids to milk. That's what all of us were told. Like that's what our parents did with us. That's what their parents did, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The milk industry is like a kabajillion dollar industry. Okay. And in my opinion, it's way worse than big pharma, the way that they run it, because it's all about the profit rather than the humanity of the way that they care for animals. That's like a whole other issue. But they also are not looking at the nutrition of their consumers. And so I want to speak on that, because it's really easy for someone to say milk is good for you. Or when we were growing up, if you're even remotely close to my age, I'm 38, almost 39. If you're close to my age, then in the 80s and 90s, there were like a ton of like milk commercials, right? Everybody's like, drink milk, it's good for your bones. And there was the milk mustache commercials, got milk, ? And milk was like the jam. You know, it was like heavily pushed, gotta have milk. If you're an athlete, you probably went outside and played with you know, your friends, or played sports, came home, big old glass of milk to replenish the quote unquote lost nutrients, right? Doctors were saying, how much milk is your kid getting? And if they broke a bone, you know, tell me about their milk diet, right? Because their bones are brittle. And if you're an elderly person, oh, milk is also good for the elderly so that you don't get osteoporosis. And then, you know, what happens is that people just take, they just trust this nameless, faceless government. And the government, believe it or not, is behind the farming industry. And the farming industry is the one giving you, you know, the quote unquote facts about milk. But if you talk to any nutritionist, not your pediatrician, okay, because your pediatrician took about 3 hours worth of nutrition classes in their programs, right? Any pediatrician will tell you, if you ask them a nutrition question, they're going to tell you what they were told to memorize, but they don't know nutrition the way a nutritionist does, okay? So I don't get my information from Google or pediatricians. I get my information from nutritionists, or from a book written by a nutritionist, or from a peer-reviewed journal. So the information I'm giving you, this is not just like my opinion. This is fact, okay? A nutritionist will tell you that milk is incredibly detrimental to your health and your child's health. Milk is not good for you, period, okay? Now, let me tell you why. If you think of it this way, first of all, milk is loaded with sugar. And what we know about sugar is that sugar robs the body of nutrition. So if you're drinking milk and you have it with, let's just say, an avocado toast, okay, the sugar in the milk is robbing you from all of the nutrients and fiber and superfood type, you know, minerals and vitamins and omega-3s and everything you were getting from the avocado. It's robbing your body from that. You're not actually absorbing any of those nutrients. It's like the sugar itself also converts to fat, okay? Cow's milk was made for cows. Goat's milk was made for cows. Would you go up to a friend of yours and say, hey, can I take a big old glass of cold breast milk? I'd love it. Let me wash down my my sandwich here with a glass of breast milk. That sounds very bizarre. But what we do instead is we drink a big glass of bovine milk that was meant for a cow. It was meant for a calf, okay? And then on top of that, you add in the fact that cows in the farming industry are pumped full of antibiotics, preservatives, hormones to keep producing more milk for these over-consuming, you know, Americans, it's the most part. And so they're pumped full of all of these things and you're just drinking it. You're just consuming it. If that thought doesn't make you sick, let me tell you, let me tell you a little something else about the milk industry. When a cow has a calf, okay, so a mother has a baby, that calf is immediately pulled. They get to nurse for like a week or two, maybe, but from what I've read and researched, the calf is then pulled from the mother and the calf becomes veal or is, you know, raised to be another producing dairy cow, right? And that mother, I've seen videos, it will terrify you. Watch Dairy is Scary on YouTube. It will like change your life. But that mother can be seen, that mother cow can be seen wailing and screaming and crying for her new baby that was just pulled from her so that she can be hooked up to mechanical devices to pump the milk to feed the consumer. If morally that doesn't like disturb you, that's on you. But the nutrition should really bother you. And so then people say, okay, that's fine. That makes sense. Sugar is bad for you. I don't want the preservatives. I don't want the fertilizers and pesticides that the cow has consumed from eating the grass or the grain or God knows whatever else this cow was fed. I'm not going to do milk. Instead, I'm going to move to almond milk or oats milk, right? And then, or soy milk. But what we know is that too much soy causes cancer. We know that almond milk, if you look at it, also loaded with sugars. It doesn't have any nutritional value. Oat milk, maybe a little bit better because there's a little bit more fiber, but like none of them have like high protein in a way that's like more than basic fruits and vegetables. So I had a friend that was a nutritionist when my boys were really, really, really young. And I asked her, I said, why is there such a push for people to have milk? Because just the thought of it makes me like want to vomit in my mouth. Like I don't think I've ever drank like a glass of milk past the age of like 9. Cause it just kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies. So as my boys were getting a little bit older and she was like, you know what? Milk is just so incredibly stupid. I don't know why we're still pushing this, it doesn't have any real value. You can get more calcium through spinach, broccoli, salmon, sardines, all kinds of spinach, all kinds of leafy greens. You don't really need milk. And if your baby is eating those other things, those other plants like fruits and vegetables and nuts, they don't need to be consuming milk. The other thing is that we read that we want that, you know, our AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, recommends that your baby nurse exclusively for a year, nurse for at least a year, right? Which is kind of confusing because then other pediatricians or other doctors say, oh, but your baby can switch to solids at 6 months. That means that they can without harming them. It doesn't mean that they should. And nursing for a year is the recommended minimum. All around the world, the average, the average age for weaning the baby is like 4. I nursed my babies till they were like 3, maybe 3.5. But just because they're a year doesn't mean you have to stop nursing them or there's going to be any other damage. Now, my kids were eating steak by a year. Okay. Just because they were nursing until 3, 3.5 doesn't mean they weren't eating other things, but they were nursing and getting my milk, which my human milk was designed for my developing baby. And my body knows that my baby is, you know, XYZ age and what they need at that age for optimum development, not just physically, but also mentally. And they're still getting the emotional benefit of being held and being nurtured. But your body is creating this specific formula for that baby. There's no reason to give that up. And then other moms say, well, fuck that. I am done nursing. I don't want to do this any longer than I like actually have to. That's totally up to you. But if you stop at a year, that doesn't mean that you have to give your baby some other milk or milk alternative. Totally okay to give your baby just regular food. And so everyone says, well, what do they drink? Water. 50% of kids are dehydrated. And ironically, like we keep giving them like milk and juices or watered down juice or juice concentrate and things like you don't need to do that. That's just sugar. There's no benefit to that. Juice is one of the worst things that we can give children, especially like a young toddler, because we've juiced all of the vitamins and minerals. We've juiced all the fiber out. So they're getting basically just the sugars. even if you buy, everyone thinks like, oh, I bought organic, it's better. No, it's still organic juice. It's still loaded with sugar. Even if it's fruit sugar, it's still sugar. So it's better just to give your kid water. And we're designed as humans to drink and need water. There's nothing wrong with that. It used to drive me crazy when I would go out with my mom and she would say, what are the kids going to drink? And I'm like, they're fine with water. Oh, Chelsea, you can't just give them water forever. And I wanted to go, that's weird. I can't give my human children water. Why? They like it. They drink it. It's good for them and their body's working really, really well. What do you propose? I give them a big old glass of sugar? Like it just never, and I grew up on water. That's what's so funny. Why are grandparents like, why do they forget what they did whenever we were little? I never had sodas. I never had juice. I never really had milk. My dad drank milk. We might have drank skim milk when I was a kid, but water was pretty much all that we had, because water is good for you. But let's get back to the milk thing. So everyone's like, well, what do? You just give them high nutritious food. That is all the kids need. They don't need milk. They don't need a milk substitute. They definitely don't need soy milk. They don't need oat or almond. And some people say, well, what do you put in your cereal? Don't even get me started on cereal. I know I'm probably going to offend some people. I hope that you know that this is a jovial tone that I'm using. I'm not judging. My whole family uses cereal and we grew up on cereal. I can't think of a worse thing to give a human or a child in the morning than a bowl of cereal. That I can't think of a worse thing to start your day. Not only are most children's cereals like loaded with sugar, but even if you just give them like Wheaties or Chex or Cheerios or whatever, Cheerios are the worst. They're loaded with like arsenic and what's that fertilizer? Oh, Roundup. Roundup. Like Roundup has been found in Cheerios and not just like the one box that was recalled. I'm talking like Cheerios are made with Roundup. Okay. Like it's ridiculous. The grains and stuff, they're loaded with Roundup because it's a grain and it's not a grain that's good for you. It's actually like overly processed sugary grains. So even if you don't give your kid like the sugary cereal, they're still getting processed factory, straight from the factory grains that were raised with fertilizers and pesticides and all of these other chemicals. And then you're going to pour bovine lactated liquid on the top of it and eat it. And that's the first thing that your body's going to get. Never understood it. And then like 2 seconds later, your kid's like, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. And you're like, you just ate. It's because they didn't eat anything that was nutritious, or they went to the bathroom, they pooped it out because their body is like, we don't actually need any of this in our body. All it did was push the poop straight out of their body. They didn't hold on to anything because that's how we eat. Our body takes what we need, all of the nutrition, and they push everything out through your poop. Okay. If you want to, if everyone's like, well, what do we feed our kids? We don't feed them cereal because that's how all of us were raised. Let's face it, we were all raised on cereal. There was all those commercials about cereal is good for you. Start your day with cereal. And every TV show that we grew up with, everybody's eating cereal in the morning. It's like the easiest thing to make. Why not a boiled egg? Why not some sardines? Why not some fruit and yogurt and granola? And yes, I eat yogurt. I eat regular yogurt. Yogurt is completely different. You can get, because yogurt has the probiotics that you need. We eat Greek yogurt or Icelandic yogurt, cashew yogurt, oat yogurt, almond yogurt. There's a million different versions, but they have the probiotics that your body needs. And if you eat that with granola or honey, like local pollinated honey, and then fruits and stuff, that's a great way to start your day. Oatmeal. Oatmeal is way better than a big thing of milk. Avocado toast loaded with radishes and microgreens and feta cheese and different herbs. Those are all wonderful ways to start your day. Smoked salmon, omelet. You know, there are other things that you can do, fruits and vegetables to start your day other than cereal. And it doesn't always have to be that complicated. Avocado toast is not complicated. My kids love it. Or some toast with peanut butter and honey and a bunch of different grains like chia seeds or something. Those all really good. So we don't need cereal and we definitely don't need milk. If any of your friends ask you about milk, please share this episode with them. I see this question posed all the time and I just felt like, okay, I can't be quiet any longer. And I'm sure some of you are probably totally offended if this is what you give your children and that's fine. You keep doing you. Remember, I have no judgment on anybody for what they do because we're all doing our best. However, it's my job and my mission to try to put some of this information out there so that we don't just take everything at face value. We research, 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 research. Don't even just take what I tell you. Go look it up. Call a nutritionist. Go see a nutritionist and find out, why is milk the antichrist? And beyond just the milk itself, the farming industry is such a wreck. It's up to us to make a change. I've mentioned on the last few episodes that I am starting a Waldorf school here in the U.S. I cannot disclose the location yet because I'm partnering with an early childhood program, and we're going to be kind of the bridge from the early childhood to, excuse me, the grades. Well, starting with first grade. By the way, I only have a cough. I don't have COVID. I just have a cough. But there's a couple of other things kind of going on, things that we need. I'm about to upload a wish list for the program. If anybody wants to donate, I will be giving you the information for that, including a PO box if you want to donate. It is a nonprofit, the school is, and so this is tax deductible if you donate to the program. But also if you join the tribe on wholeheartcrunchyparenting.com, I'm going to be uploading not just the wish list today, but also a list of books and resources for parents. I always get asked the question, what are the best books for someone that is engaging in their Waldorf journey? What can I start with? Various websites and things that should be helpful to you if you're trying to learn a little bit more. Obviously, Waldorf is a huge passion of mine, and it's something that I want for my kids, but I also want it for everyone. And some people say, well, we can't do Waldorf. We don't have one in our area. I can't start one because I work. Whatever the reasoning is, you can still learn about Waldorf, and you can still have a Waldorf home, and you can still work with your family and your children and everybody using the methods of Waldorf and the theories of Waldorf in the home, because it's really not just about the education. It really is truly a way of being and a way of living. And I want everyone to have the most information possible. And there are so many great resources out there. Most people go, oh, but I can't read Steiner. I checked out one book from the library, and Rudolf Steiner was an Austrian scientist like over 100 years ago. So the things that he writes about sometimes can be just way over your head. Or way over my head. Don't feel like you need to do that. I'm going to put the book list up on there, but it is going to be for members only. So I upload things for members only all the time. I will let everybody know, all of my members, about the program that we're starting, how they can help, how they can support. So go to wholeheartcrunchyparenting.com, click on join the tribe, and just embark on this journey with me. It's not just about Waldorf education, but it's really just about intentional parenting and intentional living. So I would really encourage you to do that. If you've not already subscribed to this podcast, please do. I also would love a review. I would love comments. Keep sending me your questions. I love to hear from each of you, and it really does help me to customize the episodes to meet your needs. I have some videos on YouTube as well. If you've not checked me out on YouTube, just go to Chelsea Vail Whole Heart, or look up like Positive Parenting is one of my most popular videos. But there's tons on there. Most of them just off the cuff, usually like in the heat of the moment when I've just had like a major meltdown or some sort of choice giving or situation when my kids were little, especially, then I would do a video. Some of them are just in the car while I'm thinking of something. And I like to think that that's what people like, because I'm just a real regular mom, and I yell and I make mistakes. And but just follow me on this journey, and I'm going to support you on yours the best that I can. We're all in this together, and it truly does take a village. So thank you so much for listening. Be well.